installs, and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An appeals board denied a request by Hunter Biden to dismiss federal firearms charges related to his purchase of that firearm and admitted drug use.
Hunter Biden sought to have the federal gun charges against him dismissed before the case goes to trial. But a three-judge appeals panel says it's too soon for the case to be thrown out. A plea agreement between prosecutors and the president's son unraveled last year, and now, in addition to the gun case, which is set to begin next month in Delaware, Hunter Biden also faces federal tax charges in California.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Stormy Daniels done testifying in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide payments made to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Trump's attorneys are renewing efforts for a mistrial. President Biden facing backlash from Republicans and Israeli leaders for saying he won't supply certain bombs to Israel to use in operations in Rafah due to concerns of more civilian casualties. This is ABC News. Apple facing controversy over one of the ads for its new iPad.
The ad, which was first shown during Apple's hardware event on Tuesday, depicts a large hydraulic press crushing a variety of musical instruments, colorful cans of paint, cameras, clay sculptures, and books. The press then lifts to reveal a new iPad Pro. Social media users quickly took issue with the ad, saying it was ironic that Apple would want to show so many symbols of creativity and the arts being destroyed in the name of technology. The video has been watched nearly 50 million times on X. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Apple has not responded to that backlash. A new report finds the rate of guns being stolen from cars has tripled in the last decade, making vehicles the largest source of stolen guns in the country. According to an analysis of FBI data from the gun safety group Everytown, the rate of stolen guns from cars climbed nearly every year and spiked during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. President Joe Biden touts Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment to build an AI data center on the Pleasant Prairie campus of the failed Foxconn project. And as expected, Biden's remarks over the noon hour in Racine on Wednesday included digs at his predecessor.
100 homes were bulldozed. They wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, your state and local tax dollars, to promise a project that never happened. Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con. Go figure.
Biden's latest visit to the crucial state comes with the latest Quinnipiac University poll showing him leading Donald Trump 50% to 44% among registered voters in Wisconsin. Paul Ryan doesn't want Trump back in the White House.
The Janesville native, who served as House Speaker during part of Trump's first term, telling Yahoo Finance this week that he doesn't plan on voting for his party's presumed nominee and instead plans to write in another Republican candidate. Ryan saying character is too important to him and that the presidency requires the kind of character Trump doesn't have. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new study again ranks Wisconsin worst in the nation for its black residents.
24/7 Wall Street analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and other sources. According to the study, the median household income for black individuals in Wisconsin of just over $38,000 is only 51% of the $75,000 median household income for whites. Home ownership for black residents stands at 26.5% compared to nearly 72% for white residents. Black residents make up 6.1% of the state's population, but have an unemployment rate of 8.3%. The unemployment rate for white residents, just 3%. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and cooler. Highs will tap the mid-60s with spotty sprinkles possible. But as clouds clear overnight, a frost is possible as we dip down to the mid-30s. We start tomorrow off with some sunshine, but clouds quickly thicken with rain rolling in. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Well, we'll give Chip a chance to finish his thought here in just a moment. Stick around. We're in Texas live on AgriTalk. Live from the great state of Texas via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we're live at the GBRC Ranch in North Texas with Trust in Beef and America's Conservation Ag Movement. Directly following the news, we'll check in with Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures on the markets. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, buddy. Can you hear me? Is everything okay?
I think for just a sec there, but it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. All right. We're good to go. We're good to go. Welcome. I mean, here we are. If you look at North Texas right now, there are a few red dots.
Okay. A few red dots over North Texas. They were talking about some potential storm activity over the lunch hour. Don't know if they got wet there or not. Hopefully, Big Apple Joe was able to salvage the AgriTalk kissing booth because I know that's a big draw at events like these, Chip. Yeah, I was afraid of that.
I know. All I heard was kissing booth.
Right. Well, I just wondered because I saw the text between you and Big Apple Joe over the lunch hour saying, oh, it looks like something might be rolling in. And I just wondered if you got a chance to throw the AgriTarp over the AgriTalk kissing booth before the rain came, or are you dry? What's your situation there? Help us.
We tried to throw the tarp over the entire campground. That's the idea.
That's a heck of a tarp.
That is the idea.
That's a Texas-sized tarp is what that would be.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we're hoping for out here. No, we're in the middle of it. I mean, it is a legitimate Texas thunderstorm or down here where, every now and then I get up far enough north into Canada that it feels like that's where they make the weather. Okay.
Sure.
You know, Now I feel like just from watching years of radar and watching storms develop in this area, I think they make weather here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what's going on.
Well, yeah, you got the northern weather that comes in, and then you get the southern weather. And this is why we have summer, I think.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Hey, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to let you go through this, and we're going to try to settle out and see if this weather straightens out for us.
Sounds good. Well, today's news includes these items. Three of Russia's central region crop areas have declared a state of emergency after frost and freeze events that reportedly caused severe damage to crops that brought buyers into the wheat market, although most contracts did close well below session highs. July hard red winter wheat futures opened steady, spiked support at yesterday's low, and then rallied sharply, and then set back for a low range close. Export sales of wheat in the week ended May 2nd totaled just 41,000 metric tons for old crop delivery and 406,000 metric tons for 24-25 delivery. That was in line with trade expectations. The result, July HRW wheat futures 3¼ cents higher at 651¾. July SRW wheat up 3½ cents to 637½. July spring wheat closed at 703¾, up a penny on the day. I don't know if we don't wish a crop problem on anybody. However, we've talked before about what's it going to take for this wheat market to get some traction. Now, this crop problem with the freezes in the central crop areas of Russia, we've got three regions declaring an emergency there due to some severe crop damage. Is this enough? Traders, you know, today it's good for 3 cents. We'll take 3 cents where we can get them in the wheat market. How about that? Export sales of corn in the week ended May 2nd totaled just over 880,000 metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations and up 24% from the four-week average. USDA this morning also reported the sale of 132,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery to Mexico in the current and next marketing years. Price pressure on corn was the result of spillover selling from the soy complex and expectations for rain on much of Brazil's Safrina corn crop over the next 10 days. July corn futures opened steady and traded through resistance at 460 before pulling back to close below the opening range. July corn futures 2 cents lower on the day at 456½. September corn down 1½ cents, 467. December corn futures closed at 480, down a penny and a quarter. I said maybe some technical corrosion yesterday. Todd Bubba Horowitz quick to point out that I was completely wrong, all wet on that. Today a little lower in the corn market, follows some pressure yesterday. On your soybeans, all three of the soy complex markets were under hefty pressure today. It marked the third consecutive lower close as soybeans pull back from last week's rally. Soybean meal led the setback, and today's sell-off in soybean oil also cleared the path for lower prices for soybeans today. Export sales of beans in the weekend of May 2nd totaled nearly 429,000 metric tons, up 27% from the four-week average and in line with trade expectations. Sales of soybean meal and oil also lined up with trade guesses. July beans 19¼ cents lower at 12.08½. August beans down 17¼ to 12.10¼. Novi beans closed at $12.50, down 12½ cents. Cotton export sales weekend at May 2nd totaled an impressive 254,000 running bales. Jeez. But that demand failed to lift cotton prices. July cotton today, 146 points lower, 78.60. Big day yesterday in the cottons, just retracing a little today. Export sales of beef weekend at May 2nd, 12,300 metric tons, down nearly 30% from the four-week average. June fats, 52½ cents lower, 175.95. August feeders $1.35 lower at 251.05. And finally, pork export sales, 24,400 metric tons, down 24% from the four-week average. June hogs today $1 lower, 97.72½. And with that, let's bring in Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. Mr. Slope, welcome to AgriTalk. How you doing, buddy boy?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm glad to hear it, although... You know, I was looking at technical corrosion yesterday, the corn, beans, the wheat. It looked nasty to me. Bubba comes on and says, I'm all wet. Everything's fine. And now here we are again lower today. I'm looking at the corn in particular. Help us out, Oliver.
Well, I think you and Todd are probably both right, if that's possible. I think, you know, we had a rejection against Resistance earlier in the week for that July corn contract, looking at 472. That was really the breakdown point going back to Friday, January 12th, and then it became Resistance at the end of January. We retested that, couldn't get out above there, and I think that probably sparked a little bit of kind of long liquidation from recent buyers, and now we're pulling back, retesting what was previous resistance near 455. That was resistance really all the way through March until we had this eventual breakout point to start May. So 455 mm-hmm. is going to be a heck of an important level here to round out the week, especially with a report tomorrow. I think it's going to be keeping a lot of folks' radar.
Yeah, absolutely. I am less than impressed with the cattle market's performance this week. Your thoughts?
Yeah, cattle has been one of those markets where almost a role reversal with the grain markets. Grain markets, I'm actually expecting the grain markets to have an exciting spring and summertime. I think there's going to be opportunities for people on both sides of the markets and some tradable opportunities there. Cattle has seen the volatility over the last 6 months. We have literally been on a roller coaster up and down and up and down. And now with these looming headline risks, I wouldn't be surprised to see that keep some of the bigger players at bay and maybe lead to some price consolidation, which all in all, I think is healthy for the market.
Outstanding. Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, well, we are up and rolling, sort of. We're going to try and get back in touch with Chip here. He's under some Texas-sized storms there, but we will be back live from North Texas.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in their industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory, and we're trying it again, Davis. How you doing, buddy?
I'm so elated to hear your voice, brother.
I am glad that you can hear me. We are, you know, here we are. It's live radio. We're down in North Texas. I couldn't call you to tell you that we were having a problem because we don't have that kind of a signal.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where we are at down here. But the storm, as fast as it blew up, seems to have moved on.
Oh.
And hopefully rain fade won't be a big deal for us any longer. Hopefully.
Just like the Cat in the Hat. As quickly as it arrived, it was gone.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Good conversation there with Oliver right at the end.
Yeah,
let's not panic. Okay. Sometimes markets have got to do a little bit of backing and filling.
Okay.
Big picture. And from what I saw of the markets, that's what it feels like. Now, give me another day down.
Right.
If it has 3 days in beans. Yeah. And we're low again tomorrow, then I'm going to start to wonder, okay, we could be extending to the downside. And that's just because we're momentum into the end of the week.
Yeah, and Oliver did hit on something that I think is key moving forward. He said that despite the fact that Bubba and I had taken opposing positions, that we were actually both correct.
Both right.
And if you ask me and Bubba, you know, we would tell you the same thing. So he's onto something there. Yeah.
I love it. All right. We are at a Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranch Tour down in North Texas. And right now we're welcoming Chris Cook. Chris is the head of business development for North America for Enogen and Syngenta. So, Chris, it's good to see you. How are you?
It's really good to see you, too. It's strange to be seeing rain in Texas. Every time I come down here, it's always dry.
Yeah.
We were talking, I live up in southern Minnesota, and
right,
fully expecting the rain to turn off within about 3 or 4 weeks, like it has the last couple of years,
exactly.
And then we'll see what happens for the next 3 months.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out from there. You know,
the crop's going in, so that's good news.
Right, right. What's a guy from southern Minnesota doing down here in North Texas at a sustainable ranch tour?
Oh, I was lost.
Lost my directions.
No, you know what? Syngenta has been a part of sustainability for a lot of years now. In fact, you go back, actually, it'd be 10 years now. Syngenta came out with our first sustainability commitments. We called it the Good Growth Plan. We're the first company to come out, you know, in ag and really say, here's what we're going to do different and do better. And we're going to measure that. And we did that 10 years ago, about 5 years in. We, you know, how did we do? And we outperformed. So we set new goals again.
Good.
And ironically, 2 weeks ago, we launched our next set of new goals because, again, we hit the mark. Here we are. So I'm actually going to tell you what those goals are because I'm excited. It ties into why we're here, really.
Good.
So the first one is, I mean, it's just basic sustainable operations, right? And that's from Syngenta's perspective.
Yeah.
What are we doing to make sure that livestock producers, corn growers, soybean growers, vegetable growers, they're all getting products that we know we've produced as sustainably as we can?
Right.
So that's the first one. Second one. Rural prosperity it probably doesn't make sense. Is that really sustainability? That is, because if we don't have prosperous ranches, cattle producers, farmers, the rural communities are going to suffer. And we've all seen that, right?
Yes.
So we need to make sure that what we're doing is helping and enable. It doesn't just mean products, right? What are the other things we're doing with systems and other ways that we can reach out to communities to work through that? So that's another piece of it.
Yep.
Third one is, and this is the first time you and I met, I was heading up agronomy.
Okay.
And so this is the agronomist to me. It's all about soil.
Okay.
Right? How do we make sure we've got healthy soil? Because it all starts there. If you don't, and as a guy that lives in southern Minnesota, soil doesn't look the same down here. Just
no,
saying.
It doesn't. No, it's
hard
doesn't.
To find black.
That's right.
But that's a critical component as we think about, you know, the 45B guidance that came out, right? About no-till and cover crops, that's all about promoting soil health. So that's a big piece of what we want to focus on too. And the last one is going to sound just like Syngenta, right? Higher yields.
Yeah.
But not just higher yields. How do we do it with a lower impact? So it's really critical. And that's really what brings us here.
Yeah. Lower impact is great. And for the guys that are listening, they'd like to do it with lower inputs and lower costs.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Which gets back to your financial goals at the start exactly. that you were mentioning.
Which then rolls back into rural prosperity, right? Yeah. 'Cause then we're all doing better.
Yeah. The financial part of it, when the sustainability conversation first started, and I think we had a conversation mm-hmm. very early on.
Yep.
In that whole process, the financials, the balance, but really weren't part of the conversation at that point. And once we worked that economic sustainability into the equation, I think that's when everybody kind of saw, okay, it's time to get caught up on what's going on here.
Well, and it's ludicrous it wasn't, right? Because if you're not sustainable, you're not going to have a positive ROI.
Right.
You have to be.
Right.
So it just ties out. But that, I mean, that's part of why we're here, right? Because we're part of America's Conservation Ag Movement. We're part of Trust in Beef. We have things we can do from crop protection products, digital tools, seeds we can bring forward that can help us achieve targets we need to get to.
Okay. I'll admit, it kind of surprised me when I saw that Syngenta was a partner of Trust in Beef. Why?
Anagen. That's where it really started. So that was in one of the roles I've done at Syngenta.
But I headed up the Anagen business. Didn't start for feed.
No, it started for biofuels, and we still do that too, right? And the reason in biofuels back in 2011 is because Anagen it's just corn, right? It's the same as Golden Harvest and Kate. You name the other brands, I won't say it on the air.
Right, right.
It's the same thing. We just add one more trait. It's the alpha amylase event 3272.
Right.
Its only job is to take starch and cut it down into sugar. And it does it better than any other amylase out there. That's its sole role. Now, in an ethanol plant, right? I mean, how do you make booze?
Right.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
We still do it better than anybody else with Anagen.
Right.
What we found is cattle need that too. So does poultry. So does swine. But in cattle production, they're really lacking that. So you know, I think it was about 2017, 18, we really started to dive into this and figure out what we got.
Yeah.
And what we found over the years through, you know, tests at UNL or K-State, Penn State, or the Ohio State, because you can't say it the other way, right?
No, right.
But what we found is about 5% efficiency is typically, I mean, that's kind of what you see, we flag up. It isn't the same for everybody, right? But I mean, that's a pretty good, easy number to work with. We took those studies then, and we went to, and on the beef side, we went to the University of Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and we worked with their resiliency center, and we did a life cycle analysis in LCA, right? So cradle to grave, what's the impact of this product in the system? And through that, we came up with how much carbon does it pull out of the atmosphere, or the intensity that reduces? You know, how much water do you save? How much electricity, how much land use is there? And what we've been able to do is quantify that. And I mean, just for round numbers, take 1,000 head of cattle, take about 32 cars off the road.
Yeah.
That's a lot, especially when you think about all the millions of cattle in the marketplace. That's huge. We did the same thing, Chip, as you think about dairy, because again, it's a ruminant animal. It's a different one. You know, I drive an F-150. I'm a little bit more like the steer out in the lot. I wish I had a Lamborghini. That's a little bit more like what I'd like to drive. That's a lot more like a dairy cow, right? High performance. So that you take 1,000 head milking herd and you're going to take about, I think it was 314 cars off the road.
Really?
Same thing with water, right? You've got that same balance with water. So that all is great, but now think about the value chain. Think about, you know, I don't care who it is. If it's a restaurant, you know, a grocery business, whoever it is, they've gone out and made commitments saying, look, we're going to reduce our carbon footprint by X by 2030 or 40 or 50. I mean, we've all heard the CEO say it.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they go home and they tell their folks back in the boardroom, well, here's what we're going to do. And somebody raises their hand and says, how?
How? Yeah.
That's where I can.
Okay.
That's where I can. And that's how we got into it with energy.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
We're getting up on it. When you come to an event like this, what is it that you hope the attendees are going to take home with them?
What I want them to see is that, you know, Anagen is the start, right? It's a great product. We know what it can do. In fact, we're going to have a program. We just signed it Monday.
Okay.
It's going to pay producers to use Anagen. And it's not us making the payment. It's somebody on the other end of the value chain that works directly with consumers, a large company. It's going to pay producers to use Enogen in their ration. And we're just going to pass that through. We're not going to take a skim off the top. We're just passing it right on through to the producer to use Enogen. But there's more than just that chip, right? Because we know that 5% yields. How do we produce that feed better? Because that's just not wow. better for us. It's better for the animal, right? How do you produce better? Used to be back in the day when I started in agronomy, man, you talk to anybody producing silage, the cheapest yep. corn you got. What kind of blends do you have? That's yep. what I want. Now it's what's the best I can put out there? And then how do I manage it the best? That's where we can come in.
Yeah. Well, and now with the 40B and the 45Z that you were talking about, we're looking to add value, and you're talking Absolutely. About adding value. I was going to ask about that, and I thought, no, I better not. But you're making news here, Chris.
Absolutely.
Because this is transferring that income, that potential revenue down the value chain to the producer. Cool stuff. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris Cook, Head of Business Development at Syngenta.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 3¼ cents higher at 651¾. July SRW wheat up 3½ cents, 637½. July corn futures 2 cents lower at 456½. December corn futures closed at 480. That's down 1¼. July soybean futures 19¼ cents lower at 1208½. November beans closed at $12.05, down 12½ cents on the day. July cotton 146 points lower, 78.60. On your livestock, June fats 52½ cents lower, 175.95. August feeder futures, $1.35 lower, 251.05. And June lean hogs, $1 lower, 97.72½. Visit tryprofarmer.com for more.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and cooler. Highs will tap the mid-60s with spotty sprinkles possible. But as clouds clear overnight, a frost is possible as we dip down to the mid-30s. We start tomorrow off with some sunshine, but clouds quickly thicken with rain rolling in. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk. Boots and a sack of
clothes. Welcome back to North Texas and a Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranch Tour. I'm your host, Chip Flory Davis. Chris, there from Enogen Syngenta, was dropping a little bit of news on us, dude.
Yeah, that's really something. I don't even know if he knew he was doing it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he knew what he was doing. I don't think there's any question about that. Putting the information out there that some of that some of the money for growing Enogen is going to be making its way, or feeding Enogen corn is going to be making its way down to the producer. It's
that would be great.
An interesting concept. Very interesting concept. All right. Indeed. Yep. Let's continue the conversations down here. We've got Dr. Dave Ciclocha. He is a technical services veterinarian for Merck Animal Health. Dr. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well, and it's great to be here in North Texas. It's the many times I've been here before, I don't think I've ever seen it this green. It's beautiful.
Isn't it something?
Yeah.
Some of that grass out there is belly deep on cows. And
absolutely.
And things are looking pretty good.
Yep.
It's not very often you see water standing on the side of the road down here, and it is. Sure. So, What brings you to the Sustainable Ranch Tour, Dave?
Well, it's the sustainability has kind of become somewhat of a buzzword. Some ranchers don't like the word sustainability,
right.
But the fact of the matter is the ranching industry and farming industry wouldn't survive without sustainability.
Right.
They've been sustainable for years.
For generations.
They just haven't documented it.
Right.
And so, that's Merck Animal Health is number one. I guess their primary goal is to support livestock producers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we produce animal health products, so anything we can do, and of course, sustainability falls within that realm very mm-hmm. easily. My focus has always been kind of an animal welfare area, and through that, how does that affect sustainability? Well, we're trying to produce cattle and be as efficient as we can. And mm-hmm. so the healthier we can keep them, and the more animals that survive to harvest, it just improves sustainability. Every animal we lose or get sick and their performance decreases, we've negatively affected sustainability.
Right.
And of course, the truth is we talk about sustainability, but first and foremost, if we're going to be sustainable, we have to be economically sustainable.
Yep.
And we can't be ashamed of being economically sustainable. We've got, we're producing food.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of hard work. And I don't know anyone that works for free.
Right.
You know, maybe a volunteer for a day, but
it's not something that you want to do for a lifetime, is it?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
No. You know, we talked about this quite a bit this morning, and I want to mention it again to everybody here listening this afternoon. When it comes to the sustainability issues that we're talking about, it's not, in many cases, it's not that the industry is asking an individual producer to do things differently. Are there ways to improve? Probably. But you've been doing it in such a way, and it's the consumer that wants to know that it's being done in a sustainable way. And that divide, Dave, between the consumer and the rancher or the farmer has never been wider than it is today.
Yep.
So they being the consumer, are looking for the information. Mm-hmm. We need to be more willing to tell the story, right?
Oh, you bet. And it's things like this this ranch tour, this sustainability ranch tour that's helping us tell that story. You know, there's social media and those sorts of things where we try to get our story out, but you know, sometimes that can blow up in our face if we're not careful. So
So
we have to tell the right story in a way that people understand. And like say this morning's sessions, Dr. Ron Gill and I focused on cattle handling. And you know, what's that got to do with sustainability? Well, our products at Merck work better if cattle can respond to them, whether it's a treatment, a vaccine, whatever. And so by handling our cattle with better welfare, with lower stress, when we stress cattle, they release cortisol, which almost shuts down the immune system like you're flipping off a light switch.
And that's something.
Yeah. And so we've got to be able to decrease our stress so those products work better and keep our cattle healthy.
Yep. Yep. You know, I grew up with cattle. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of saving of our own heifers. And if she was high headed in that line waiting to go in the chute, she didn't stand a chance with my dad.
Yep.
They had to be easy to handle.
Yep.
They had to be. And he built a heck of a good herd of easy to handle cattle. And the easier they were to handle, the healthier the herd was, Dave. That's what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. And the other end of that is, there are genetics of animal health. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to do a better job of selecting our replacements, like you were just discussing. That are healthy. If they've gotten sick in their life, they need to be moved a little lower on the list as a potential replacement, whether it's a heifer or a bull or whatever. If they've gotten sick during their while they're on the cow for any reason, then they probably need to be moved down to the bottom of the list and select those cattle that do have a robust immune system and healthy defense.
Yeah. Yeah. And then obviously nutrition, it plays such a huge role in the immune system and how capable that animal is in fending off any diseases or illnesses.
Absolutely. And you can't overstate nutrition either. It is so important. And when we go through these seasons, like a lot of the U.S. has been for the last few years, and why our beef cow herd is as small as it is. We've got, we put these cattle through a lot of nutritional stress. Yeah. And so that makes the animal handling and the keeping stress low even more important.
Right.
When we think about what we put these cattle through from weaning to going through a livestock auction market, being transported out to Western Kansas or wherever the feed yards are. And a lot of that, a lot of those stresses occur within 48 to 72 hours of each other. And so they are an incredible animal to be as productive as they are after some of the things we do. And I like to refer to, we talk about pneumonia, and there's lots of names for it in cattle, bovine respiratory disease, BRD complex, shipping fever,
whatever you want to call it.
I like to call, I've gotten to where I call it management fever.
Okay.
Because as a rule, the reason they get sick is because of something we did management-wise. And as a producer, if you think about what can I do management-wise to prevent disease, I think we'll go a long way toward improving the health and improving sustainability.
Yeah, yeah. And here we go. We're bringing it all the way back to economics because they're just cheaper to keep if they're healthy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean... You know, it's a whole lot easier to get paid for an animal that you can actually walk off the farm.
Yeah, those that get drug off the farm,
no good.
Don't make much money.
No, they don't. No, they don't. We want to walk as many of them off as we possibly can. So, I've spent a lot of time talking with the folks at Merck over the years, and we've got some events coming up with Merck this summer. What are some of the things that Merck is working on specifically along these lines to help in the sustainability efforts?
Well, of course, we've got our what I consider an excellent vaccine line, our Bovillus, Vista, and Vision vaccines, for example, and as well as a full line of antibiotics. But the thing that we've really focused on in recent years has been technologies. And Merck has developed technologies for dairy farms, feedlots, cow-calf operations, and they are they track the animal's activity. And in one product in the feedlot actually tracks their body temperature 24/7. The dairy cattle, they'll track their activity and their rumination rate 24/7 for individual animals. And you know, one of the biggest issues we have in agriculture, especially livestock production, is labor. And so being able to bring these technologies to farmers, ranchers, feedlots, and help them find those sick animals a little earlier to where we can get them in and make a correct diagnosis. Again, just more sustainability.
Getting to know that animal, what that animal does on a regular basis, its habits, its preferences, and everything up and down the line, it all comes into play and what's going to keep that animal comfortable and happy. And the happier they are, the more productive they're going to be, and the better they're going to perform, whether it's in the cow calf in the dairy or in the feedlot.
And that's one of the things that when I've worked for Merck for a little over 5 years now, and that was one of the things that really drew me to Merck, was their interest in that technology. Because I mean, it started out, Merck was always a biopharma company, and now we're actually producing or developing a technology that is going to help us make better decisions about how we use antibiotics.
Cool.
And make better decisions on using antibiotics, which might fly in the face of a typical company, because we sell antibiotics.
Right. But we're going to figure out how to do it less. It's important work. Important work. Dave, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. That is Dr. Dave Sekloche. He is a technical services veterinarian at Merck Animal Health. All right. You know, it's kind of all been building up to this. We've got Meredith Ellis, the lead rancher here at GBRC Ranch, coming up next on AgriTalk.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's Clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Hair Volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give Hair Volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some Hair Volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the BeSure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/BeSure.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop, that dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop, you're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
All right. Welcome back to AgriTalk in North Texas. We are at the Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranch Tour at the G Bar C Ranch, and talking with us now is, do we call you the lead rancher? Is that what we call you?
No, I'll always be the apprentice, I think. But no, it's a collaboration. So I'm Meredith Ellis, and I'm the daughter of GC Ellis, who's my boss.
Yeah.
And my other boss is our ranch manager, Mike Kanabe, who's been with us for over 30 years.
Been with you. Well, Meredith, thank you so much for being so welcoming and having the tour here at your ranch. What's that mean to you to have the sustainable rancher tour at the GBRC?
Oh, it means the world to me. So, you know, I see a large part of what we do is flying under the radar, and in terms of species conservation, water quality, and availability, it's something that I just appreciate every opportunity I get to get the word out and to also collaborate with other ranchers. You know,
you've got a lot of those practices; they're operational here at the GBRC, including that water quality. We can see it from here. You've got a beautiful pond down there and wetland, and that's part of the equation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's no aspect of the ecological system that goes overlooked on this ranch. And we try to adapt our management practices in order to take care of every aspect of our ecology that we have.
Gotcha. You know, earlier this morning on the show, I said that it looks like a pollinator's paradise out there too, with all the wildflowers, but the combination of the native grasses and the grazing grasses that you've got, I've seen it briefly, but it's certainly impressive, Meredith. It's part of the plan.
Absolutely. It's part of the plan. And we've documented over 660 different species that call our ranch home. And on top of that, about 110 different species of birds that call our ranch home. And so managing that landscape with ruminant animals, you know, as we've done, as they've existed for a millennia throughout our national grazing lands, is something that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah. Well, you're passionate about the genetics in the herd too. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So historically we focused on pounds of beef, right? Because that's what we get paid for when we bring our calves to the sale barn. But in recent years, we've really started to flip the equation and look at what it costs for us to get from point A to point B.
Okay.
So right now, what's really most important to me, because we keep and retain our own replacement females, is making females that fit our program, that fit our landscape. So our interest right now is in efficiency and maternal aspects, having some happy mamas that are real happy to be here.
Yep. I love it. Now, the calves from your herd, what is their next step? Are they a feedlot animal? Are they grass-fed animal? Where do they go?
So I don't know where they go, actually, okay. But probably a feedlot is where they end up. So we like, you know, right now we're seeking a program. I've got a meeting with an Audubon certification program. I'm also interested in grass finished, but currently we participate in the conventional beef supply chain. Yeah. So our calves are sold at El Reno and Oklahoma City at the sale barn, like everyone else's cattle.
Black-hided cattle.
That's right.
Yeah. It is awfully impressive. So when you look at, well, I need to mention this. You are also the latest winner of the NCBA Environmental Stewardship Award program. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. As far as my dad goes, it was a lifetime achievement award for all of us. So
beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. I love hearing that. What do you think put you over the top, put the GBRC over the top when it comes to winning that award?
Well, you know, we were got to know the other regional winners.
Yeah.
Right. And I was blown away by their practices and what they're doing on their ranch. And so I know the decision was a difficult one, because once you get up there to the top regional winners, you know, there's a ranch in Florida that was doing a dang good job. Ranches all across the U.S. And quite frankly, I was proud to be just sitting right next to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And learning from each other, right? When you get to know each other, of course, you're going to be taking some tips, some clues, some hints
from
those other ranches.
So I consider our ranch to be a living laboratory, which means that if there's a researcher, if there's a rancher, whoever it be, anytime that I speak with someone, get interested in what they're doing, whether they're a rancher or a researcher, I walk away with a little gold in my pocket. And so, always learning. When I'm 99, I'll still be learning.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So we've talked about the economics of sustainability. We've talked about soil health. We've talked about animal health. You got to talk about family health and all of this as well.
Yeah.
And succession planning. You said the GC is your boss, and then followed up by the ranch hand that's been around for decades. But putting a plan in place on how the generations are going to work together, it's sure a lot easier than doing it on the fly, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think in this day and age, that is one of the biggest hurdles of keeping working lands working, is that successional planning, right? And so a few years ago, I applaud both my parents and meeting with an attorney and going ahead and getting that plan in place for me to be able to continue this for as long as I would.
Yep. I got a feeling you probably got your eye on the next generation as well.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, is my 9-year-old boy.
Yep. Love that. Love that. Meredith, again, thank you so much for hosting us down here. I hope you had a great day, because I know that the education and the ideas sharing that has happened here at the tour has been been well worth it for everybody that's here. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you so much. All great right. day.
You bet. Meredith Ellis, she is here at the GBRC Ranch. They're hosting a sustainable ranch tour through Trust in Beef. And I tell you what, Davis, it has been quite a day down here. We've seen some pretty remarkable things. And it is sustainable. It's been sustainable, and it can be more sustainable as we go forward. We just need to pay attention, learn from each other, and put it into practice. That's part of it right there. Back in the bunker for the free-for-all tomorrow morning.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all.